Meseches Kelim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. Hacheres, a broken piece of earthenware that broke off from a larger keli, she'ena yachol lamay mipnei aznai. But this piece, even though it might hold the minimum shear that we described in Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, it cannot stand on its own. Why mipnei aznai? Because of the handle sticking out the side that weighs it down and causes it to fall over. Ay, or shahaya bechidud, it has a protrusion, some piece sticking out, the hachidud machriya, and the protrusion causes it to tilt, so it can't really stand upright. Therefore, even though it holds the minimum shear, we say tahar, it is tahar, it's not makabel tumah. Nitla ha'ayzen, what if you then remove the handle, or nishbar hachidud, or this protrusion broke off? Tahar, it's still tahar, because once it was tahar, it will remain tahar, such a broken fragment. Rabbi Yehuda matame, Rabbi Yehuda, though, disagrees with the Tanakam, and he says, no, it is tameh. Chavis, a barrel, shenev chasa, that's missing a piece of it, and therefore when it's standing upright, it can't hold anything in it. V'hi mekabelos al daf naiseh, but it can hold things on in its walls, because the walls are curved, and so if you lay it on its side, it can hold something. Oy, or shenechlika, it would split. K'min shtei areves, like two troughs, so you almost split it in half. So now you have two half barrels, that if you lay them on their sides, can hold things. Rabbi Yehuda matar, Rabbi Yehuda here says it's tar, because he says a barrel is always used to store things while in an upright position. This can't store anything when it's upright anymore. The chachamim matamim, but the chachamim say no, it's tamim because sometimes a barrel will be used to hold things while it's laying on its side. And since it can still be used for its original purpose, it's going to be mekabel tumah. Mishnah Beis. Chavius a barrel shenisraya, that's cracked. So it has cracks all over it. The eina yachol lehitatel, it hasn't fallen apart yet, but you cannot move it when it's holding bachatzi kav grey grares, while it's still holding a half a kav of dried figs. Which is a very small amount, about a half to a whole liter, give or take. Gistera. Now, gistera is a special class. It is actually a broken piece of pottery of klecheres, but it still has some utility. People would still use it. People would say, go fetch the gistera to use it to catch the oil that's dripping out of the lamp or some such. So you wouldn't just throw out this shard. You would actually hang on to it because it still had some use and it still had some chashivas, and therefore gistera would be mekabel tumah. But if you had a gistera shenisraya, that became fractured, that it became cracked. The ein mekabelas mashkim, and it no longer holds any liquids. Afal pi shehi mekabelas achal, and even though it can hold food, you can still use it for food, tahira it is tahar. Why? Because we say she'ein shirayin la shirayin. There are no remnants of remnants. That is to say, once a gistera gets ruined even more, then it really loses any chashivas. No one's going to say, go get the ruined gistera. You might use a gistera because it came from a good barrel that you once had or a good keli, but once that broken off piece that you're using to catch drippings, you're using for some secondary purpose, gets ruined even more, even though, strictly speaking, it could be used for some additional purpose, it could be used to hold something else. Nonetheless, it has so little chashivas, it is no longer makabel tumah.